Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Welcome back. Tom Hartman here with you. Okay, the numbers are in for 2017. And the headline over at Newsweek says it all. White supremacists killed 18 people in 2017, double the number of people from 2016. And then when you put that in the context of all extremists killing people, it was 34 in the United States last year, and 18 of them were killed by white supremacists. So more than half of all the basically terror-related murders in the United States last year, more than half of them were done by white supremacists. It seems to me that this is a story that should get a little more coverage. In the past decade, this is the last 10 years, right-wing extremism made up 71% of extremist-related murders, compared to 26%, of murders by Islamic extremists. It's just remarkable. The New York Times has a piece this morning. It's by Max Fisher and Amanda Taub, and it's a little video where they point out that, and you can see this over at the New York Times website, they point out that over the last 200 years, we've gone from basically no democracies in the world, or a couple, ours being one of the very first, at the time that the United States became a democracy in 1787, arguably, or even 1776. There were, you know, a few other countries that arguably were democratic, but not many. And then we saw a steady rise up to the Civil War, and then during the Civil War, it kind of dropped down, and then a steady rise up to World War II, and then it kind of dropped down a little bit, and then after World War II, another steady rise, to the point where about half of all the countries in the world are small-d democratic. I'm not talking democratic-republican kind of thing. I'm talking about democracy in a republic. And now we're seeing so many of these democracies backslide into authoritarianism. We have seen it in the Philippines with Duterte. You see it in Russia with Putin. You see it in Turkey with Erdogan. You see it in Hungary with Viktor Orban. It is happening in country after country after country that were formerly highly democratic countries. And we're seeing it in the United States, the rise of this populist authoritarianism that Donald Trump is basically using the same playbook as the people that I just mentioned, who have taken countries that were fundamentally, at their core, had strong democratic institutions. Now, arguably, Russia is the exception to that because there was just that very rapid transition period from the fall of the Soviet Union to modern-day Russia. During that time, there was some considerable democracy for a while, and then the Chicago Boys came in with the Milton Friedman and friends. I mean, Friedman was gone, but, you know, his acolytes from the Chicago School of Economics, who said, oh, no, you know, Russia should become an example of a libertarian country, a libertarian state. Let the capitalists run everything. And, you know, it kind of turned less, shall we say, less than democratic, small d democratic. we're seeing, and you know, and to some extent, you also have, you know, leadership pushing that. But I think that the clearer example of this is probably Hungary, Turkey, and the Philippines, although there's a bunch of other countries, too. And so they're asking the question over at the New York Times, what's the problem? Why is it that democracies are starting to fail? And could ours? Is there something fundamentally wrong with democracy? And I would like to answer that question. And I think it's a really important question. And the problem is that the question doesn't include the problem. The problem is that the sales pitch we've been getting from the libertarians, the David Kochs of the world who ran for vice president in 1980 on the libertarian ticket, from the right-wing billionaires, the so-called objectivists, the acolytes of Ayn Rand, you know, Reason Magazine and the Reason Foundation, one of these Ayn Rand groups that somehow, you know, they're always popping up on MSNBC. These are hardcore right-wing cranks who are promoting the idea that capitalism is more important than democracy, that capitalism should drive democracy, that in a capitalist society, the fewer regulations and the fewer limits that you have on the ability of capitalists to influence politics, the better. This is their sales pitch. And that is the rot at the core of these things. In every country that I mentioned, and in the many other countries that are losing democracy or are sliding away from democracy and toward authoritarianism, including the United States, what we see is that the principal force pushing this kind of populism has been the looting, basically, of the working class of the country, the working class responding to being looted by the capitalists with anger. And then you get people stepping into the void, these populist politicians, the Donald Trumps of the world, you get these the Erdogans of the world, you get these populist politicians stepping into that void and saying, as Donald Trump literally said, I alone can solve this problem. I alone can save you. I will be your defender. I will be the one who fights on behalf of you against those people who are screwing you. When in fact, these phony populists like Donald Trump are the people who are screwing us. And they're doing it by elevating capitalism above democracy. Democracy is a form of governance. Capitalism is an economic system. They are completely different things. And capitalism will, if it's not limited, if it's not regulated, it will corrode, erode, and ultimately destroy democracy. And that's what we're seeing in country after country. Whereas democracy, if it is strong, can actually provide a safe space, a soil in which the roots of regulated capitalism, healthy capitalism, can actually grow. Now, obviously, I'd like to see a whole lot more than just capitalism. I'd like to see co-ops. I'd like, you know, there's a whole lot of other things that can be done. But in my opinion, the Times article is completely missing the boat because they're unwilling to criticize capitalism. We'll be back with your calls after this. Great show today. Congressman Mark Pocan calling out this whole Republican scam to try and smear the FBI and whatnot. Plus Kathleen Unger talking about the whole situation with our voting and the story that the media, the corporate media, won't talk about, money destroying democracy. Check it out. Our commercial-free podcast over at TomHartmann.com. All the clips from the show here on YouTube and Facebook.